Welcome to Mind Rock.
Who's drunk enough to be in a Singing Out Loud booth?
Produced at Upstart Radio for the radio, the internet, community, and micropower stations worldwide.
This in school, they can't. Because if you knew the timeline, you'd see the pattern. Doggin' O' Dogs presents the timeline. Pay attention.
Year by year, they built the cage. Document the lies, turn the page. Doggin' O' Dogs decode the dates. How they engineered your mental state. Follow the timeline, connect the dots. See how they tie the freedom knots.
1930 Jekyll Island, the secret meeting. Seven bankers scheming, Federal Reserve completing. Private bank controlling nations' money supply. Woodrow Wilson signed it, later said he made the country cry. Interest rates dictated by unelected few. First major theft, they stole the revenue. Fast forward, 1947, Operation Paperclip deployed. Nazi scientists imported war crimes they destroyed. Gave them new identities, put them in our labs. NASA, CIA, Pentagon, rehab. Wernher von Braun built rockets while it's past the race. Same year CIA founded control infrastructure plays. Step cheap sippies roll in. Operation Mockingbird takes flight. CIA infiltrates the media, controls what you recite. Over 400 agents embedded in the press. New York Times, CBS, manufactured consensus. How many lies before it becomes the truth? That was the mission, target the youth.
Year by year they built the cage. Document the lies, turn the page. Dover no dogs, decoded dates. How they engineered your mental state.
1963, November, Dallas, Dilley Plaza scene. JFK assassinated, silenced the regime. He signed executive for 11112, tried to end the Federal Reserve's fee. Wanted to splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces, so they put him in the grave. The control increases. Jump ahead, 1921, Nixon's at the podium speaking. Temporarily ends gold standard, dollars freely leaking, fiat currency born. Print without restriction, inflation becomes the permanent tax. Economic fiction, written woods dismantled. Value now subjective, government spending unlimited. The real objective, 1996, Telecommunications Act signed. Media consolidation, six corporations combined. Control 90% of everything you see and hear. Illusion of choice, but the message is clear. Same talking points across every station. Manufacture reality for the entire nation.
They didn't do it overnight. Took a century to steal your side. Generation by generation, slow control until the cage became your soul.
September 2000, Woods Towers fall, Patriot Act rises. Surveillance state legalized under terrorist disguises. NSA records, every call, every text, every click. Constitution shredded with a legislative trick. If you have nothing to hide, that's what they said. Why they built the infrastructure to monitor what's in your head. Neil Watson on the head. Economic collapse, banks too big to fail. Taxpayers bail out criminals, no one goes to jail. Socialism for the rich, capitalism for the poor. Quantitative easing, printing money by the score. Your savings devalue, their bonuses increase. Administrative state wins while you're wearing this lease. Suli 12, Cinema Modernization Act made domestic propaganda a legal fact. Government can now legally lie to its own. Operation Mockingbird's now fully grown. No conspiracy theory, it's documented law. They can feed you fiction without a legal flaw. 2013, Snowden revealed the surveillance scope. Proves what the paranoid said. Now there's no hope for privacy, for anonymity, for digital rights. They're watching everything under legal lights.
Year by year they built the cage. Document the lies, turn the page. Doggle no dogs, decode the days. How they engineered your mental state. Follow the timeline, connect the dots. See how they tie the freedom knots.
This isn't conspiracy. This is documented history. Federal Reserve Act. Public record. Operation Paperclip. Declassified. Operation Mocking Earn. Senate hearings. 1985. JFK's executive order 1101. Still on the books. Nixon it in gold standard. Telefies. Telecommunications Act. Signing into law. Patriot Act. You can read it yourself. Bank bailouts. Front page news. Smith-Mund melanization. H.R. 4310. Section 10, 7-8. Snowden reparations. Global headlines. The timeline doesn't lie. The pattern is clear. Century of control, brick by brick. But here's what they didn't account for. Decentralization, blockchain, peer-to-peer truth. The dodging of dogs aren't just breaking the timeline. We're writing a new one. Where the people remember. Where the ledger can't be erased. Where history is immutable. 1913 to 2285. They built the cage. 2285 to beyond. We're breaking out.
The Epstein files have been released.
Dogging on dogs.
And all of y'all are acting normal.
Decentralized.
All of y'all are acting normal.
But where's the conversation?
All of y'all are acting normal.
That man that left
the white man. Norm.
Connect the dots.
No! What I'm reading, and everybody in this room can read, if you go to Google, right now, everybody in this room can breathe. They are eating babies. They are trafficking children. And if you wait for a second, any fucking thing in your life matters. You are the fucking wrong side of history. You are the fucking wrong side of history.
Let me say this clear and steady as I can. Attorney General Pam Bundy is a national embarrassment.
Upstart Radio.
A republic is not disgraced by its critics, but by its caretakers when they bend justice into a partisan instrument. The rule of law is no ornament to be worn when convenient and cast aside when burdensome. It is the very spine of our liberty. When those entrusted to uphold it appear to serve faction over fairness, power over principle, ambition over accountability, then the damage is not to a party, but to the republic itself. Office is not a shield against scrutiny. It is an invitation to it. The higher the station, the sterner the expectation. If public servants trade impartial judgment for political theater, they do not merely err. They erode confidence in the very courts and institutions that bind this vast experiment together. Let it be known. America does not demand perfection from her officials. She demands integrity. She demands fidelity to the Constitution over loyalty to convenience. And when that standard falters, it is not the critic who embarrasses the nation. It is the conduct that betrays its promise. For the law must stand above us all, or it shall protect none of us at all. She either resigns or must be fired. We are the sons of Thomas Paine.
So, I accidentally just got the Skippy video. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please, I'm begging you. I'm telling you right now, don't go look it up, okay? It was sent to me by someone who had that good intentions and they wanted me to call it out on my platforms because I have such a huge following on my Instagram and Facebook. This message is for President Trump. It's not earlier today. P.S. Trump, fuck you. I'm gonna say that. Earlier today, you said it's time for us to move on from these Epstein files. The fuck are you talking about? Who's been arrested? Who's been arrested? There are people currently, right now, like the Skippy, who is in the government. And if you can watch that video and hear that child and say we need to move on, you are worthless in my eyes until you do something. You're a piece of shit. You're a piece of shit. We need to burn this motherfucker to the ground until every single person that was involved in this. Guys, I know my platform isn't political, but goddamn, I feel like at this point, if you're not saying anything, you're complicit. Like, you're okay with what happened to these women, these children, these young boys, these men. And it was done by the highest powers in government. It was done by the most powerful people that are supposed to protect. I'm begging you, don't go listen to the video. I wish I'll never forget it. I turned it off as soon as I kind of got an idea what I was watching. But that's something I will never get out of my head. Burned this fucking shit to the ground until we expose every one of them.
People going crazy think they found a code word for human meat? Wait, what?
Hope you are feeling better. Did we analyze the jerky? Why didn't we get jerky this week? I also added more to the jerky and ginger lemongrass. Thank you so much. Super cool. Beef jerky, delicious. JoJo is here and we'll walk the jerky over to Jeffrey. We'll walk the jerky over to Jeffrey.
See these eyes so green. I can stare for a thousand years, colder than the moon. It's been so long. Feel my blood enraged. It's just the fear of losing you. Don't you know my name? Well, you've been so long, and I've been putting out fire with gasoline.
Jerky class anyone. He will bring you to taste his new jerky recipe from the restaurant. He sends a warm hello. He's working at a restaurant called Canna. Guys, the restaurant's called Cannibal and Cooks.
See these tears so blue. An ageless heart that can never mend. These tears can never dry. A judgment made can never bend. See these eyes so green. I can't stare for a thousand years. Just be still with me. You wouldn't believe what I've been through.
Just learned as a species that every single important person in the last 50 years or so is a cannibalistic pedophile. Do you hear what the fuck I just said? Did that register at all? All of your celebrities, all of your politicians, all of your multi-million and billionaires, they're fucking and eating kids. They're eating kids. They're eating kids. They're eating kids. How the fuck is nobody upset? They're eating children!
Yeah.
fucking open your eyes. Oh, it's just a lot to handle. Well, yeah! Well, yeah! Well, yeah! Because every important person and people you've never fucking heard of are raping and eating cakes!
Upstart Radio.
Wanted to grow up someone, a doctor, a hero, brave and strong, a firefighter chasing sirens, an astronaut dreaming all night long. They showed me pictures of a better life, said this trip would change my days. I packed my dreams in a small suitcase and twisted all their ways. I thought it was a doorway out, a step into a brighter place. I didn't know that hope can lie and wear a human face. I was promised a prince to see, a party night and shiny scenes, games and fun. The old rich crowds. Mama, I saw the monsters there in expensive suits with gentle smiles. They spoke so soft, they called me lucky, said I'd stay with them a while. They locked the doors and took my name, told me when to stand and breathe. They fixed my smile so I wouldn't bite, made me soft, made me easy inside. Said stay still, this is how it goes. Taught my body what my mouth can't say. Bright rooms, cameras, watching eyes. Be grateful, boy, don't cry. Every night inside that place, I felt myself run dry. I tried to scream, my voice was gone. The walls were thick and wide. They called it fun, they called it business. I called it losing life. I was promised a prince to see, a party. The old rich crowd.
Yummy, yummy, mama.
That's what they said to me.
Yummy, yummy, mama.
Now you don't see me.
Comieron humanos. Asquerosidad. Comieron humanos. Yo estaba entera de nada. Yo había, o sea, los asesinatos, sí.
State Police Command, 15 years on the force. I can't give you my name because I'm not authorized to speak with the press, but I'm speaking out because somebody asked to. I've seen corruption, I've seen crime, but nothing like this. When the survivor statements came in last year, detailing Jeffrey Epstein's operations here in Nigeria, the human ants in the northern bush and southern forests, I was assigned to the initial inquiry team. We interviewed witnesses, collected evidence from remote villages, missing children reports dating back to 2002, strange aircraft sightings, locals paid off or threatened to stay quiet. The allegations are clear and horrifying. Epstein turned parts of our country into a playground for the super rich. Children, vulnerable kids from poor communities, were taken, stripped, released into isolated terrain, and hunted like animals. Guns, dogs, helicopters. For sport, survivors describe Jay-Z and Beyoncé being there on at least three occasions, laughing, directing, even killing when the moment felt right. Multiple witnesses describe Beyoncé stepping in for the final act on cornered victims, cold and deliberate. Another talked about skin taken afterward, human skin turned into leather for a tour outfit. We have names, dates, locations, credible enough to open a formal case. My team wanted to move fast, issue international arrest warrants, request Interpol red notices, question Jay-Z and Beyoncé through diplomatic channels. We had enough to bring them in for questioning, to seek real justice for the victims and their families who still wait for answers. But then the calls started, not from Abua, from Aya, very high. US embassy contacts, people with direct lines to Washington. The message was the same every time. Drop it. Shut the file. No further action. They didn't threaten violence outright. They didn't need to. They said if we pursue this, if we name the celebrities or push for extradition, billions in development funds, health programs, security assistance would be gone overnight. Sanctions on senior officials in our government, frozen assets, travel bans, diplomatic isolation that would hurt ordinary Nigerian more than anyone. Think about your country, they said. Think about the economy. This is bigger than one case. We were told to classify it as unsubstantiated rumor. Archive the files, warn witnesses to stay silent. Some colleagues already transferred out or retired early. I'm still here. But I know my time is short. This isn't justice. This is protection. The powerful shield their own while our children disappear. The media does not report the truth. I'm speaking now because someone has to. The victims deserve truth. Their families deserve answers. If it costs me my badge or worse, I won't stay silent anymore. The world needs to know. The haunts happened. The names are real. And the cover-up is active right now from the top.
It's a democratic hoax, folks. Have you even seen the Dow? People want to talk about this Jeffrey. Ain't he dead now, anyhow? They're saying the 401ks are slaying. Okay, then none of us even have them. Enjoy the last dregs of a nation. While the future's been abandoned, is the S&P 500 erased? I'm sure the Nasdaq's just fantastic. I'm gonna need a bag for all this bullshit. Give me paper, give me plastic. The rules are elastic. Got what they're having while they're wreaking havoc. A Floridian lobotomy. Hey, Marco, Susie, Walls, Dr. Oz, and Pat Bondi. No one has each other's packs. Like the parasitic class, you gotta admire the fire, the passion they have to cover each other's ass. Closer and closer to non-disclosure, disclosure. The law is just a fence for the elite to jump over. No one said that life was fair. But does it have to be this evil, diabolical, illogical? It'll leave you feeling feeble. Five-dimensional chess. It's dementia doing its best. The ring-a-ding-ding, you got the Mad King, and he's mean when he's depressed. Lame duck, run amok, things ain't looking up. Spend the rest of the term trying to make a buck. He'll be in Qatar in no time, sublime with no tie. Just ties to Russia, compromatting salt life and pushing her to Kushner. New Gaza's on the desk. If you want to make everything great again, you've got to pave over the dead. Here lies no one. Here lies something to forget. Cosmic justice is a whirlwind, it's a promise, not a threat.
The FC files have been released, and all of y'all are acting normal.
This has been Mind Walk. An Upstart Radio production.
No, you shut the fuck up.
For non-profit use.
Because they're acting fast.